And I'm very excited, guys. We got another special guest in the studio. We got AKL Madsen. How are you, girl?
I'm good.
And you're here to talk about your newly released album, Mad Company. How does it feel to have the album out in town? How does it feel?
It feels amazing just to finally have this body of work out into the world. I think it has a very special story behind it.
And yeah.
Yeah, it stands for, community collaboration. So I think it's cool to finally have it out in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about how the album came into fruition. Like, what is the story behind this album?
So the story is kind of just bringing people together on my beats to express themselves, And so it came about, I had the inspiration at the end of last year when I went to Te Karanga's program Navigators. It's basically like a weekly music hangout space where people make music. And after that day, it just sparked the inspiration for this project. So I just started hitting people up and saying I got this beat, I got this album, do you want to get on it? And that was it.
That's so cool. I love such a community-driven kaupapa, and it really shines through in this album. And I kind of read about when you're online talking about how every song on the track is representative of a different room and a whare. Can you kind of talk to that a bit, sis?
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the album cover, you can go look that up.
Yeah, which you designed as well, eh?
Yeah, designed by me. She's talented. So it's basically a house, and there's a bunch of different characters, and all of the little characters that you see on the cover are all the artists that are featured on the album.
Cool.
And so each track is kind of each room in the house, and when you listen to the album, all the songs kind of transition into each other. There's little sound effects and little skits in between that kind of make you feel like you're walking through this house and jumping into these different rooms where different people are telling different stories. And I think it's just a cool concept.
I think that's really, really awesome, and kind of a testament to the community that you've built around this and West Auckland and this Navigators program. How long have you been? Well, you said you started doing the Navigators thing last year, was it?
Yeah, the very end of last year, and then I've just been going there all through this year. So we have a track that we made at West Navigators, track number 8, 7 p.m. in West Auckland, which is cool. It's very full circle to kind of come back to what sparked the inspiration,
because
this album, it started out there, but it's very, very much global. There's people from New Zealand on there, there's people from Oz, from the US, from Canada.
Oh my god, it's international. That is congratulations, your first freaking record, and you've got international artists collaborating with you, and you're only 17 as well.
17.
Amazing. And so you had a release show for this album recently. That was
we had a launch party for the album on the 30th of October. I just had a bunch of my friends perform, and then we listened to the album together.
Cool.
And it was just a very special night to all come together and celebrate the project.
And are you playing, have you got any other gigs in the lineup, or is it kind of a secret?
I don't know. I genuinely don't have anything planned, so
okay,
we'll see what happens in the future.
Cool. And you've mentioned that there may be some more music coming out from you.
Yeah, we're not done yet. Mad Company is only just starting. We've got a deluxe on the way, so there'll be some new songs, new voices.
Yeah, I don't know, 12 songs with 25 different artists isn't enough. You're I got to do more.
We got to do more, We got to get everyone.
And when does that come out, Ihua?
That'll be probably beginning of next year. The first quarter of next year.
Yeah, cool. I really love this album. It's been really special to listen to it so far. Where can people listen to this?
You can listen on all platforms. It's called Mad Company by AKL Mads. I think we're the only album called Mad Company, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, you got that OG name. Yeah. Awesome. And so on streaming services, but also on Bandcamp, I assume.
It's on Bandcamp too, yep.
Yeah, and remember to go out and buy the CD, guys, and support your artists. These streaming services don't play our artists enough.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the album, Mads?
I'd say just go listen to it and really sit down and give it your full attention. It's one of those albums that you really have to pay attention and listen, because there's lots of different moments and voices and stories that you don't want to miss. So definitely sit down, like hit play and just like don't even look at your screen, because when you listen, you won't even know when it changes to the next song. You know, all flows into each other, and it's quite an experience.
Well, so like a real sonic journey then, by the sounds of it. Exactly. I love that. And you wanted to play, well, I wanted to play a song off the album, but you chose this one. Can you tell us about this song that we're gonna play? This is called Go Somewhere.
So this is track 3, Go Somewhere. It features Katoria and Maria Clara. It's just a feel-good, like, kind of summer vibe. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and you said this is going to be the radio hit of the album.
This is the one that I'm going to send to every station.
Yeah, it is. It is.
This is the one.
Yeah, this is Go Somewhere.
I'm trying to go somewhere. Gotta think of it, this is how it's so good.
I'm feeling like I'm running out of time. Mind is going wild, but I swear I'm a chill guy. The days I got it going, I swear I gotta fly. I like to let them keep thinking I'll be high. These true colors on my side, they're stipped and dye. I think I got it in the bag, zip locked and tied. Apart from that, I'm keeping my learning stacked. I'm keeping my earnings tracked. I'm measuring over exact. Pens filled with ink, but I'ma need some more paper. I could bring the real smoke, but the new smoke's the vapor. I'm running straight hot for real, no need for chases. Trusting these people to make it all types of complicated. I got years within these words, I found faith without a church. It's less about what I see and it's more about what I observe. Got years within these words, I found faith without a church. It's less about what I see and it's more about what I observe.
Burning desire, acquired the mindset, and I find unlimited treasure. Now I don't know what day it is, but my future's what I've been sighting. You see my hand and you see the pen. I write my reality, feel no pressure. Fuck the plans, I swear me from ambition. I cannot listen to those who don't react unless the ego bigger. They flip the narrative when they face the facts. I wanna relax, not let drama mess up the balance of all of my chakras. Let go and come on, go deal with the acts. Gotta sit back, I'll kick it if you're moving in a similar fashion. You know I keep it moving ASAP with a passion. Like a movie, but stay away if you acting. I'm holding the map with big steps. Morella's in check, word to Kenny. Ahead of the curve, and I know that I'm a legend. And from my fears, I can't swerve. I gotta get the leverage and get what I deserve.
Can we go again?
Yeah.
I'll go up to, I spent here. Oh, I'll just layer it. Just do the first half and then the second half and it's different.
All right, sweet.
I spent years all alone doing things I thought I never could. Hater or a player or the wolf in the
rain. That was Go Somewhere by Akal Mads. What an epic way out, sis.
Thank you.
And featuring Katoria and Maria Clara.
What a song.
That's the radio hit of the summer, guys.
That's the one.
And I just wanted to ask you, Mads, before you head off, just like, have you always been into rap? Is this something new to you? Because you're rapping on that track, you rap on all the tracks.
Well, I don't rap on all the tracks. I produce all the tracks, but I do rap on a few. And, you know, I started rapping when I went to Navigators, which... So I've been rapping just, like, this year.
Yeah.
But I've been making beats for, like, 4 years now. So the beats are nothing new to me, but the raps are quite a recent endeavor.
Yeah. And what do you think rap... Why is it an important outlet to you? What does it give you?
I think it's just a way of expressing emotion and telling stories. I think, yeah, it's like the perfect outlet.
Yeah, yeah, I really love that. Yeah, thanks for coming up to the studio. It's just awesome to meet you. This has been, I've been talking to AKL Mads. She's an epic wahine, 17 years old, and just released her first album called Mad Company. I'm featuring 25 other artists.
Yeah.
Yep. So get in on that whanau, go on the band camps, go to the record stores and buy the CDs and support. So yeah, cheers, Mads. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Matiwa.